Bill Pickin, Senior Program Officer with the Conrad Hilton Foundation. Delilah Sultan.
Local government agencies, charities, and business leaders gathered at the Japanese American Museum in downtown Los Angeles. They announced a $5.2 million initiative aimed at kickstarting stalled housing projects in an area with an estimated 10,000 homeless people. Councilwoman Jan Perry commended the effort.
Your $5.2 million bridge, or I'd rather call it a survival fund, could not have come at a better time. I'm deeply, deeply grateful.
The Supportive Housing Recovery Initiative will provide affordable housing and support services to vulnerable and mentally ill adults. The aim is to help the chronically homeless live stable lives. The Conrad Hilton Foundation donated $4 million. Senior Program Officer Bill Pipkin says supportive housing is a cost-effective solution to homelessness.
Providing supportive services, so if they've got mental health issues or they have substance abuse issues or other health issues, they're getting those services because they will need those often to be stable and remain in that housing. It's much cheaper to do it that way, actually, than to have them on the streets and using the emergency room.
The donation is a short-term solution to fill the funding gap. Access to credit markets and the poor economy are blamed for project stalling. The director of Corporation for Supportive Housing, Ruth Keyes, explains why similar projects Skid Row Housing Trust succeeded.
It's just luck. The Skid Row developers that were just lucky enough to have gotten some major projects in the ground and completed before lightning struck.
The initiative will provide a mix of grants, low-interest loans, and technical assistance to housing developers experiencing project delays. Ken Vandermeeren, Annenberg Radio News.